The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
When I submit to His rule, when I obey the Ten Commandments, I'm saying, God, I'm letting You have rule over my heart, and I'm going to experience the benefits. Hey, guess what? You don't have to wait until you die to experience the kingdom blessings of following God. If you follow these commands, you're going to have a rich life no matter if the rest of the world's going to hell.
Dr. Robert Jeffress shows us how God's blessings come from living out His most fundamental instructions. Next.
Well, I want to welcome you to the program. Let me just tell you, my voice is a little strained. Let me tell you why. If you had been curling like this all day long, weights, you'd find they don't move. I don't have a sore throat. I have a vocal cord system that's worn out. Mm-hmm. Speaking and preaching and teaching one-on-one, 3-10, to leaders of every area of American life. Business, church, national. And I'm doing it for Him, but I got to be honest with you. I love Him with all my heart, but you're my neighbor and I love you. I'm doing it for you and everybody in your family. My guest is doing the very same thing. And I've had some of the most respected leaders on this planet say, we're not sure there's a more effective communicator, teacher of truth and preaching the word and leading people to believe for the impossible than Robert Jeffress at First Baptist Church, Dallas. And I agree. And he started listening to me when he was a boy. I don't even know if he reached teens yet. But somehow we connected back then, and he didn't dislike me. But then we began to see God do amazing things, and now he and I are literally soldiers of the cross. And we are doing our best to not only love Him, but love you. And sometimes the people we have to talk to, you talk to at great risk. But we risk it because you're worth it, and He gave His life to die for you. Dr. Jeffress, I'm glad you're here. Let me just put in simple terms. If we could get the body of Christ to look like Him and behave like Him, and the family of God to behave like the Father, we could put the loving arms of God around the world Jesus died to redeem. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, because Jesus said that. He said, by this you shall know that people shall know you're My disciples, not by your theology, not by your good works, but by your love one for another. And that doesn't mean we have to compromise on the truth, but what unites us is so much more than what separates us as Christians. And it's time now for Christians to come together.
Well, you know, you and I have stood with some of the most difficult people to adjust. And we have risked a lot sometimes to stand and share truth in love, never wavering, God's principles, when it was a risk to even be known that you're speaking to these people. Look at all the people Jesus spoke to. Yeah. Look at all the people the prophet spoke to. And you and I are doing it, and there are people who go to churches who are fussing at us about it.
Yeah, those are the most vicious attacks have come not for unbelievers, but for Christians, you know, who criticize the H-E double hockey stick out of us for, you know, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. I don't get it.
Well, you know, you've written at least 30 books, maybe more than that, but we're going to talk about your new book today. Why did you decide to write about the Ten Commandments?
Well, my new book, The Ten, is about the Ten Commandments. It's a fresh look at these commandments. But really, Betty, the subtitle of the book explains the reason why people would be interested in it. The subtitle is How to Live and Love in a World That Has Lost Its Way. And I don't think it takes any convincing to your audience to say the world has lost its way.
Terrible.
I mean, the moral, the spiritual, the political chaos we're in all comes down to one reason. We have forgotten God. We have said we know better than God knows. And that's evident in the fact that 60% of Americans can't even name 5 of the Ten Commandments.
Amazing.
People don't know God's commands, and those who do know the commands have no idea how to apply it in today's world. Yeah. So this is a fresh way of looking at the basics upon which our nation, our world, God's Word stands, and those are the Ten Commandments.
All right, I think everybody that knows God, everybody that understands the basic principles of His Word and how love and truth affect people in a profound and positive way. When you look out at what you see in the news, there is no justice anymore, and it is because we've put the God and His commandments, His wise guidance, we've cast it beside us. We have actually done what Romans 1 says.
Yes.
We have changed the truth.
That's
it didn't
right.
matter just resisting it or even denying it or disobeying it. We have changed it into a lie. That should concern all of us.
It should. You know, I don't believe there's any doubt that this nation was founded as a Christian nation. Now, not everybody in America was a Christian, but they generally accepted the Christian foundation. But what happened is, people, as time went on, fewer and fewer Americans embraced Christianity. And suddenly we came to the 1960s, and people said, maybe we can be good without God. We don't need God to be good. And so there started this assault on Christianity, public displays of Christianity, prayer in Bibles, in schools, 1962 eliminated, Bible reading, 1963. And then it culminated in 1980 when the Supreme Court said it's unconstitutional in Stone versus Graham to display the Ten Commandments in the halls of Kentucky schools. And the reason, James and Betty—
By the way, let's throw one in. They had also disregarded the value of innocent life in the womb.
Right. Later on, yeah, 1973.
Right.
But when they got to the Ten Commandments, this was the heart of it. And their reasoning was unbelievable. The Supreme Court said, if posted copies of the Ten Commandments are displayed, it might motivate students to read, venerate, and even obey the commandments, and this is not acceptable under the Establishment Clause.
Wow.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. We can't post these because kids might read them. That was 1980. 17 years later, at Heath High School in Paducah, Kentucky, a 14-year-old boy got a handgun, and while students were praying before school in a prayer meeting, he walked up, opened fire, killed three, seriously injured two, all happening in a Kentucky school where 17 years earlier, the highest court in the land said, you cannot post the words, thou shalt not kill.
Right.
Now, that is why we're in the condition we're in right now.
I remember I was a senior in high school in 1962. I was in homeroom class, and the principal came over the speaker, and he said, they just voted on taking prayer out of the schools. My heart sank. There I was, a senior in high school. I had always counted on that. I grew up thinking that prayer was important to our lives. And then for them to announce that the next fall, there would be no prayer in the schools.
You know what is just astounding? After that ruling in 1963, another one came down, and it was about a prayer that didn't even use the word God in it, that students would recite. We thank you, God, for the birds so sweet. We thank you for the food we eat. We thank you for everything. And the court said, you can't say that, because even though it doesn't mention God, it might cause students to think about God, and that's unconstitutional. Now, that's the foolishness of man.
Okay, let's just ask a very honest question. If God said, we're to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that's not something that's supposed to be just a sentence that's wishful thinking. That asking kingdom come and his will being done is actually something that could happen. His kingdom did come. A lot of the Old Testament didn't seem to understand the kingdom they were talking about. They still haven't understood the first kingdom and its effect like we should even today. The disciples had a hard time with it. But when he said the king is here, he is. And then the king himself said the kingdom's in you. And then he came back later and said the kingdom is in you in resurrection power.
Yeah.
But after the resurrection, he came back and explained it to them a little bit more. They didn't explain it, but in the upper room, they experienced it. And the whole book of Acts, they expressed it. Now, I want to ask you this. Did the expression of the kingdom through those disciples touch every area of life on planet Earth? Every area of evil, every area of deception, every area of rebellion, every possibility of hope, did they touch everything that God wants touched with His love, His life, and His truth?
Yes, it did, and let me show you how. It started with 12 men. It expanded, it exploded the Christian movement, and within several hundred years, the mighty Roman Empire was nothing
totally
but dust.
Gone.
That's the power of Christianity. And I believe in a kingdom. I believe there's a future kingdom that's coming when what God wants done gets done everywhere. But we're not supposed to stay in our little holy huddle and just talk to one another. We're supposed to share the love of Christ and the message of Christ with every aspect of public life. And, you know, Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth. Well, salt's a preservative. It didn't prevent the decay of meat. It slowed the decay of meat. But for salt to be effective, guess what? It's got to get out of the salt shaker and it's got to penetrate the meat. Right. And we've got to penetrate this world. And look, I don't believe God is any respecter of people or nations. I don't believe God gets goosebumps when he hears the Star Spangled Banner or stands up and salutes when the American flag passes by. I believe he's uniquely blessed America, but we're not exempt from God's law. God says, I will bless any nation that reverences me, and I will reject any nation, including the United States, that rejects me. That's why the psalmist said, Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And I believe that's why I wrote this book, The Ten, to say, look, these are 10 principles for living. Now, following them won't get you to heaven when you die, but following them right now will make a better kind of life than if you ignore these commands.
Well, you know, he says we can do his will on earth. I don't believe we have to give our marriages to the deceiver.
No.
And to the destroyer and the divider. I don't think we have to give our community. I don't think we have to give our city. I don't see you at First Baptist Church in downtown Dallas giving Dallas to the devil. Now, he's doing his best to take over, but you're just letting him know there's some territory you're not taking over. And I do believe that we can take authority over God's earth, and we can rule and reign in Christ and show people what it looks like to let him be first. It makes an impact on everything in a profound and positive way. We're supposed to live to bless God and bless others. We don't live with a focus on us. We live on his will being done on his earth. I have watched you inspire people to do his will on his earth, and they do it in kingdom power, not their own. And I think if the church would come together in a unity that Jesus prayed for, I think we could shake the dominions and the kingdom of the devil and see God's will done on earth. Do you agree with that?
I do
agree. You and I worked hard to see that.
I do agree. And again, I don't believe we're going to usher in the kingdom. The perfect kingdom is still yet to come. But that doesn't mean we hesitate to share the Word of God and do as much as we can to point people to Christ. You know, the greatest insight I ever got about the kingdom was right here in this television studio about 13 years ago. You had a group of leaders here, and one of those leaders was a man now in heaven, Dallas Willard. And Dallas Willard did more to teach about the kingdom than anybody. And he said, you know, a king's kingdom is anywhere that the king reigns. It's where what the king wants done gets done. It's the territory
Absolutely.
Over which he has authority. Now, God has kingdom rule over the entire universe. But there's only one square inch of this entire universe where God's will isn't been done completely right now. It's on that tiny little mud ball called planet Earth. And right now there's a rebellion, but one day that rebellion is going to be quenched and God's will is going to be done everywhere. But right now the mystery of the kingdom is it starts in the individual lives of believers. When we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, on earth means in my life.
Right.
And when I submit to what the king wants to do, when I submit to his rule, when I obey the Ten Commandments, I'm saying, God, I'm letting you have rule over my heart, and I'm going to experience the benefits. Hey, guess what? You don't have to wait until you die to experience the kingdom blessings of following God. If you follow these commands, you're going to have a rich life no matter if the rest of the world's going to hell.
Do you know that Dallas Willard, when he came, here's why he came. He said, 40 years I prayed for you. You're as powerful a preacher as in the world. And the Lord showed me you are going to experience an impact of the kingdom, and you are going to help the whole church realize his will can be done through his church. And James, so help me, that's why he was here, and his wife, because I remember he said, I don't care if it's 10,000 there or 10, I'm going to be there with you. And before he died, he left everything to us in the will the family did that people gave. And he said, I believe you will. And he referenced the people in this room. And those people, like we're in that circle, which was you, and you know all those other men sitting here, they've been impact people.
Yes,
they made kingdom
absolutely.
Impact. He said, I believe you will help inspire the greatest kingdom movement in history. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'd love to bring what's in your book to pass because you understood something that too much of the church has never made happen, and we're just one breath away from it. Father, your will was done through those disciples, and it was undeniably, supernaturally miraculous. And what I've watched with this man sitting in this studio is as undeniably supernatural as perhaps anything I've seen in any other individual. And the fact that we're close and love each other is an answer to your prayer. Now, Jesus, I would like for everybody watching and everybody they can touch to come together as a supernaturally unified family to make your kingdom impact on every person and every place they've been given an opportunity or given oversight of. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven as possible. In Jesus' name. It will never happen if we don't come back to what he said. These are not suggestions. These are commandments. Once you, now think about this. If you'll go there, and I've asked you many times, go to Romans 1, start at 18, and you'll see given over to unnatural affections and given over to your appetites. But you go down, and then it looks like you're reading the newspaper. It looks like you're reading everything people talk about, what you see on television. But when you read it, the people that changed his truth into a lie could not reason together. This is how you get it back. In the next program, we're going to talk about what it means not to put him first and what it means to put him first. But you're going to touch very specifically on some commandments that you think we can see clearly, undeniably, the consequences of disregarding those commandments or even changing them into
right.
a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You do know how much Betty and I and our audience, you know that nobody is loved more than Robert Jeffers on Life Today. You
well,
do know that.
It's
you?
Mutual. It's mutual. Our church loves your ministry. And you know, I've told you 100 times before my dad died, you were so kind. You didn't know me, never heard of me. I knew you, though. My dad was a follower. And before he died, he left Life Outreach in his will because he so believed in the ministry of what you were doing. Well, that's money could have gone to me, but I got rid of the bitterness over it. But no, he believed strongly in what you did.
You can't believe how many people watching us have put us in their estate.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, with all the things happening in the economy, if there weren't some of you who would go into your trust or will you, and say, I'm just going to give them a surprise gift. That surprise gift makes up for what people are really struggling when they even give 25. And your dad, it's not a surprise that he would be that way because there's so much in you. That father put in you, but so did your dad.
That's right.
All right, now I know you'll want to tell us in the emails how much you love this man. You be sure you watch the next program and let's talk about this. This book is going to come alive. I got news for you. It's going to bring you to life in many ways. Now, I think, Betty, everybody here knows that when you watch us, we're going to ask you to touch an overlooked person, the least of these, Jesus called them. And Doc referred to that a while ago. By the way, that's the only group where you can see so clearly, Jesus made clear, these are the sheep. You don't have to wonder about their future. These are sheep. They notice. All right, Betty, we noticed the traffic, and we set them free. We reach out to them, we rescue them, and we restore them. But you do it. Without you, it's impossible. Listen to our mission director right now. Listen to him. He's going to express God's heart, and he's going to show you how you can do God's will effectively.
So as I'm here and I just walked the last 23 steps between these two countries that a child would take before they stepped off the cliff into a literal hell. I'm so mindful right now of the trickery of the devil and how deceitful he is and how much he lies to people to lure them into his pit. And friends, I can promise you, right across that border is the pit that young people never come home from. For children who have been lured, who've been made promises that they're gonna have a better life, that they're gonna get a job, that someone's gonna marry them, that someone's gonna love them, and they're all lies. Standing here, I realize how grateful I am that we have partners on both sides of this border to help prevent and to help rescue and to help restore children's lives. But the fact is, without your help, we can't keep those workers here. So we need you, and we need you right now. Your gift right now is the difference between someone who is rescued, someone who is prevented from being trafficked, or someone who is literally stepping off the cliff of no return.
We are right now, all over the world, rescuing, reaching out, but then we begin to train them. All of this is made possible by the support of people like you. We rescue one child for $128. That's the cost. That includes reaching out to them, oftentimes stopping the kidnapping and taking them. Oftentimes it is reaching into where they are and getting them out. So we rescue them, but then we put them into a home, which we built some of the largest, and I'm told the largest in the world, in the sex capital of the world, and you're the ones that pay for all of it. And I mean, it's $128 to rescue one, but now some of our viewers have given a $320,000 pledge. This is the only outreach that we do where those people, mm-hmm. that group says, we'll do it again. We didn't think you'd even watch this. There's too much, it looks like it's talking about sex. Well, it is. Freeing people from sexual bondage. And we want to see people who are in the bondage that sends them to do that. We want God to set them free. So that's what we're about. With this $320,000, now think about this. $128 doesn't rescue one, that rescues two. And we tell you that $1,280 will rescue 10, now it's 20. I don't know what level you can support at, but please, God, let people who know when they watch Life Today, we're not only try to invest in your life, because that's really the reason we're here, to speak God's truth and love into your life and your family. But you showed us that you want to do what Jesus said we could do. And we are touching the least of these. And he says, when you do that, you're ministering to me. You're giving him a cup of water. All the things that we do for the least of these, Jesus says, blesses him. Betty, I believe our viewers are going to perhaps make the greatest gift right now than they've ever made in their life, to see it double, to help rescue these precious girls.
I do too. And I pray that you will. As you look at these precious children, and that's what they are, most of them, children that are just looking for hope in life. They're looking for a better life, and they get trapped in this, and then they get captured, and they can't get out of it, and their little lives are just destroyed. So please join with us. Let's save everyone that we can.
If you could give the 128, or whatever you give, it'll be double. Lord, help people to give the 1280 that will reach not 10, but 20. Help everybody reach out. Please do it. Thank you for helping us put God's arms of love around the overlooked. Go online right now. Call that number. Get your bank card. Use it like a check. Make the best gift you can and let God lead in the giving. Please do it right now. Please.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 Mission Rescue gift will be doubled to $64. $4. To say thank you for your gift, we'll send you Worship, Wisdom, and Wonder. The pages of this beautifully crafted book are rich with words that will inspire you as you experience the worship found in Psalms. Receive life-giving direction through the wisdom of Proverbs and be reminded of the wonder of our God. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Refuge of Life framed artwork, a beautiful matted picture frame with printed scripture that reminds you to set your mind on worship through the words of Isaiah 44:3. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
As you've seen today, the world of human trafficking is dark and it's evil. And it breaks my heart knowing that there's boys and girls in various places of the world, and at this very moment, they're being abused and they're being forced into slavery. They're lost, they're abandoned, and they're without hope. God hears their cries. He is the father to the fatherless. He is the defender of the weak. He is the defender of the poor and the oppressed. And so we pray that you will stand in the gap for these children. We pray that you too will hear their cries and yet you will help them in their distress and you will help to set them free. We are here. We are on the ground and we are ready to move on these kids' behalf. But we cannot do this alone and we really need your help. So please do what you can do. Call the number, go online and just make the best gift that you can. You will be answering this call. You will be answering this child's cry in distress and you will be saving their lives and providing each one of these kids with a new life.
Betty, I'm believing for a supernatural response. Let me tell you something. This is real important. Dr. Jeffers didn't write this. He expounded on them. You help us rescue some of those precious girls, give them a future, and you want this book, you can get it in the bookstore online. We'll send it to you to say thanks, and I know Doc will love that. Dr. Jeffers, we're going to talk about these in very specific terms in the next program. Thank you for being with us.
Can't wait to be back. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
See you next program. I want to remind you, this is the last week now of Rescue Life. Reach, rescue, and restore. Last week, really need to hear from you.
Suddenly, she started running toward the edge. There was no boundary up there, no guardrail or anything. And reflexively, I yelled out, "Stop!"
Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.